a few moments ago, and especially about this 911 debacle, and how Larry Silverstein told the fireman to pull it. Now, he would like us to believe that he was saying pull the fireman back. But he didn't say pull them, he said pull it. You know, these people speak with forked tongue and they'd like to change their minds retroactively. But I think one of the big considerations here is how on earth does Osama bin Laden make NORAD stand down that day? That just seems to make no sense whatsoever. We've got Ed from Texas. Go ahead, Ed. Jump right in.
Hello, Jack.
I ran
across an experiment on another radio show, and I tried it on a few friends around here, and it might be enlightening to some people. You stand there, and you have your friend, and don't tell him anything up front. You say, clap your hands as fast as you can, and you time them. And you say, you stop when I tell you to stop. When they hit 10 seconds, clapping their hands, they're going to have somewhere between 35 and 50 claps. There were 100-plus floors in that building that were supposedly pancaked. A floor fell, weakened it, and it dropped. And in less than 10 seconds, over 100 floors hit the ground. You cannot do it. It's physically impossible to clap your hands over 100 times in 10 seconds.
Ah, yes, but charges placed on individual support columns will sure do it for you. And if you look at the rubble, you can see that the steel didn't melt. It was broken up into truck length chunks.
Yes, this is true, but what I'm getting at is to convince anybody that believes this pancake effect, try this one on them, because it will, hey, wait a minute, and they'll walk away shaking their head and saying, damn.
Well, you're right, it's not physically possible. Yes, they're trying to ask us to swallow this absurdity in logic. Just because they have power and authority.
Right.
They call that in George Orwell's book, 1984, they called that doublethink.
Mm-hmm. And by the same token, I called you earlier on your home phone about the jail cells I saw them going up and down the road.
Yes, I remember that, Ed.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I finally got one. He broke down, and I stopped, and I got pictures of him. I took a lot of pictures of it. I'm going to run out that roll of film and find a place where I got 1 hour. I'm not going to send it off to one of these places that brings it back in a week because I don't trust them. I'm going to stand there and watch them. I want a 1 hour film developing place, and I'll get them off to you as soon as I can.
That would be interesting. I'd like to see that.
There's a logo on the side of that building. It says, high security storage systems. Well, they can say anything they want to about it, can't they?
Yeah, they sure can. They will use some kind of euphemism.
Sure.
You can be sure when push comes to shove here, they won't call their detention camps concentration camps. They'll call them shelters.
I drive an 18-wheeler down that road twice a day. And I've seen 2 to 3 every day for the last 3 or 4 months. We're talking hundreds of these things. Where in the world would they use something like that other than high security storage systems other than to store people?
I think you're absolutely right.
I mean, they can call it anything they want to, but they are jail cells. I've been in jail.
We've got a break coming up here, folks. You, too, can be part of this conversation by calling 1-800-313-9443. That's our call-in number. We're going to break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Ed from Texas.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We're talking to Ed from Texas. Did you have some more points, Ed?
No, I think that was about it, Jack. The thing about that experiment, it really gets through to people. Clap your hands as fast as you can, time them, stop them at the end of 10 seconds and say, how many claps you got? They say, 35. You say, wait a minute. There were over 100 floors in that building. They could not have reached the floor in less than 10 seconds. I gave you 10 seconds to clap. You can't make it.
Well, I think you're giving people something to think about here. Thanks for your call, guy.
You bet. Good night.
Good night, sir. You too may join this conversation by calling 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to give my points to contact, too. Please don't call me right now. I'm kind of busy. But my home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. That's 313-582-2481. I have some place to go right after this show here, but you'll be able to get a hold of me next week. And if you want to mail me something, you want to send me a letter, it's Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, at Post Office Box 256. That's in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. You know, they got so much going on here, so many ways they shuck and jive and twist and turn, and we find that law applies more seriously to us than it does to our public servants. And we have an unmitigated mess here. The Constitution is supposed to limit government seems to be put on the back shelf. We have our beloved president, George W. Bush, who said, I think it was November 5th of the year 2005, that the Constitution is nothing but a goddamned piece of paper. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm offended by that. It's not just a piece of paper. It's got ink on it. And that ink forms words. And that word happens to be the highest law of our land that limits the scope of what these bureaucrats can do. And in the formation of this constitutional republic, the county has always been and remains to this very day the true seat of government. And the county sheriff is, well, I guess it's actually the coroner. So the sheriff would be the second highest lawfully sanctioned law enforcement officer in the United States of America. So that's with a small U in United. The sheriff can mobilize all the men between the ages of 17 and 65 who are armed and in good health, and not in the federal military service. Others may volunteer. And the militia is the entire body of those inhabitants who may be summoned by the sheriff. Every man must serve when he's called. And citizens called out of the militia for the service is the sheriff's posse. And the full title of this body is called Posse Comitatus. And by definition, the militia is free people with arms who are ready to defend themselves and their country. And since the sheriff is the elected servant of the citizens, who are inhabitants of the county, it's not his choice as to whether or not the militia is organized and brought into being. It's only his choice as to whether or not he wishes to use it by calling up a posse out of the militia. Now, the term posse comitatus is itself a Latin phrase that means power of the county. And a county government is the highest authority of government in our republic, and it is closest to the people who are, in fact, the true government. And the county sheriff is elected by the people and is directly responsible for law enforcement in his county. And it is his responsibility to protect the people of his county from unlawful acts on the part of anyone, including officials of the government. In his oath of office, he swears to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America and the state in which his county exists. He may be required to do so no less and no more than the performance of his official duties. And it should be emphasized that this protection extends to citizens who are being subjected to unlawful acts, even by officials of government, whether these be judges of courts or federal or state agents of any kind. And if he refused to do so, may be removed from office by recall. Now, the county sheriff must be advised of the instances where unlawful acts are committed. It is the duty of the sheriff to protect the local citizens from such unlawful acts. And once he's been advised and refuses or cannot perform his lawful duty in respect to the matter, the militia has the right, under natural law, to act in the name of the sheriff to protect local jurisdiction. The Second Amendment to the Constitution says very clearly the militia being necessary to the security of a free people, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In the execution of law, arrest may be made. The criminal may be remanded to the custody of the county sheriff for trial by a citizen jury impaneled by the sheriff from among the citizens of the local jurisdiction and stood up by the courts, as is the current procedure in most counties. There is no basis under law for this unlawful use of the county sheriff as lackeys of the courts. And the practice should be discontinued and deputies educated as to their true role. Now, there's no lawful authority for judges and the courts to direct the law enforcement activities of a county sheriff. The sheriff is accountable and responsible only to the citizens who are his electorate. He is under oath of the office and need not accept unlawful orders from judges. And the courts are the judiciary, and the sheriff is the executive branch of our government. The prerequisite to proper guidance is the basic understanding of common law and background knowledge of the Constitution for the United States of America, as well as the Republican form of government created by it. That Second Amendment specifically says the right of the people to own and bear arms shall not be infringed. Infringed means government may not even go around the edges of it. And there are those who say in error that what it meant by a militia was the state police function. And they're the ones that have the right to own and bear arms. State police are a recent phenomenon. And it doesn't take much study on the motives of the Founding Fathers to realize that the Bill of Rights was established to delineate the rights of the people and not government. The Second Amendment was put there so people would be able to take an armed stand against governmental tyranny if it was needed. And the primary enforcement of the peace was to be by the armed people themselves. This precluded a standing army. The domestic function of a standing army is now called police or law enforcement. And our founders noticed that the king's army served two functions. One, they could march off in war against others or stand around and run the people. The Constitution forbade such tyranny. They knew anybody of uniformed officers would soon become oppressive. And they moved to secure the sanctity of the militia by forbidding any courts to review action taken by the militia. Now, any action of armed people against corruption and lawlessness is called vigilantism rather than the original term, militia. And television consistently covers fictional accounts of vigilantes as error. Every time the movies include an episode of vigilantes taking the law into their own hands, it's done in error, and the innocent are harmed. In movies, it takes governmental law enforcement officers to correct the wrongs that were done by these vigilantes, and the propaganda convinces people that vigilantism is wrong and law enforcement should be left to the police. Unfortunately, Much of the police courts have become corrupt and cannot be counted on for justice. Americans have forgotten that vigilance means watchful.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back, and we've got John from Idaho on the line. Let's bring up John. Go ahead, jump right into the heart of your matter.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, you know, I have a real problem talking to people, and they think this is democracy. And it's a constitutional republic.
Sure is. It was
yeah.
Russell Wilson.
And what's my argument to that, you know? And, you know, I know the Constitution. I had a really good history teacher. I'm 47 years old. And what are they teaching these people?
Well, I like to use the pledge to the flag.
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
I think that kind of helps show that this is a republic and not a democracy.
Well, there's the words right there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. It doesn't
yes.
say democracy. It says republic. And the big difference between a democracy and a republic is that a democracy limits what people can vote on. You know, if everybody in your neighborhood decided they were going to vote on whether or not they got to use your swimming pool, it doesn't work because there's only one person's vote that counts on whether or not people can use your swimming pool. And that's
you're right.
Because it belongs to you.
Yeah. And, you know, with the sheriffs and everything, you know, it's pretty much set out there in law, you know, but they're not working for us. And we do need to get together, but they have They've torn apart families. They've torn apart communities. And people don't even talk to their neighbor. They don't even know their neighbor's name.
Here in Detroit, the police are really on a big push right now to go over all the people who are suffering from lack of work.
Oh, yeah, with everything shutting down. Well, that goes
money from these poor folks by attacking them for every little possible thing you possibly can, like whether or not there's a vehicle in the back of their property that is not properly plated and insured, or, you know, and if you're trying to make ends meet, you're having trouble, as many people are, just don't need them snatching your vehicles and charging you big fines for having something that you're just trying to get running, and it's tyranny.
Well,
there's no other word for it, is there?
What's that?
It's tyranny. There's no other word for it, is there, John?
There's no other word. And then you have, okay, it's unconstitutional to run a monopoly, well, like you were saying earlier with the oil companies.
Yeah.
Okay? They've got a monopoly, which is actually a direct tax because there is no there's no free market. It's a free run.
There is.
Okay? And so we're getting a direct tax on that because there is no competition there. But yet they want to throw more people, like into my business, they throw more people into my business, and they run my rates down.
What kind of business do you have?
Flooring.
Yep, and you're hurting? Hard to make it with the way they're running you?
I haven't had a raise in 25 years.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Are we truly free people, or are we the subjects of an all-powerful super state that has...
I think this, and you listen to these Fox News, you listen to everything else, they're always talking democracy, you know? And little they know, here in about 4 or 5 years, I don't know who brought it up earlier today, but you're going to see a digital man on that TV instead of them, so they better start worrying. They're going to put somebody digital on there with the words of with a computer.
It's easy enough to do these days.
You bet.
It was the president of the United States, one Woodrow Wilson, whose real name, his Jewish name was Wolfson,
that
started throwing the democracy word around about World War One time. And that gauntlet was picked up by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who went by the name of Roosevelt, and he started throwing the democracy word around even more. And now we find today that even the Republicans are calling this a democracy. And if anybody should be calling this a republic, it should be the Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I think if they're going to pass that hate crime, they better put democracy in it. Because I don't want to hear that word no more.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with democracy, 51 of the people can vote for anything. There's no limitation. And that brings about tyranny. The Founding Fathers were very clear about democracy.
Yeah, they were very clear about it.
It's as short in its life as it is violent in its death.
Yeah, it runs about 150, 200 years.
At the moment.
We're running right on the verge of it.
Yep. It's about done. We've killed it. As we made a democracy out of this, it became the death of our freedom. Anything else, John?
That's about it, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Going back to what I was talking about earlier about the importance of this militia, it was President James Madison who stated in the First Annals of Congress, in June 8th of 1789, that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia, composed of the people, trained to arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country. We're going to be right back. We've got a break here. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back and we're talking about the militia and the right to own and bear arms. And it was the fourth president of the United States, James Madison, who was the author of that Second Amendment. And it was Madison who told posterity, and I quote, "A people armed and free forms a barrier against the enterprises of ambition and is a bulwark for the nation against foreign invasion and domestic oppression." President Madison revealed how such encroachments were likely to occur when he said, "I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachment of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpation." And it was in a speech on January 7th of 1790 that President George Washington said, "A free people ought to be armed." And on a different occasion he stated, "Firearms stand in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty seat and the keystone under independence. The rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere and anywhere restrains evil times that we ought to be giving up our guns. They're bad. Got to do it for the kids. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, we don't need to do it for the kids. They need to be able to protect themselves when they're grown. They need that Second Amendment. And if they were really concerned about babies, they would be warning us more about those 5-gallon buckets. Because twice as many children die every year from 5-gallon buckets with a little water in them than they do from gunshot wounds. In the Encyclopedia of Thomas Jefferson, he is quoted on page 318 as saying, "A strong body makes the mind strong. As to the species of exercise, I advise the gun. While this gives moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and an independence to the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be the constant companion of your walk." On a separate occasion, President Jefferson quoted the criminologist Cesar Beccaria, saying, "Laws that forbid the carrying of arms disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crime." Such laws make things worse for the assaulted, better for the assailant. They serve rather to encourage than prevent homicide, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed one. We have Ralph from Oklahoma. Come on up, Ralph.
Yeah, hello, Jack. Well, you're talking earlier about certain things like democracy, and they don't even know what it is. And then a lot of those same people refer to their party, Republican Party, as the grand old party. Makes it sound so wonderful. Ask them what was it before it was the old party. And I haven't run into one in about 100 that know what that was.
Tell us.
It was a government opposition party, I think, and that doesn't sound good by new speak anyway.
No, it doesn't.
That was, when did that actually come about? About 1850, somewhere along in there?
I'm not sure about that. I'm going to have to take your word for it. I'm sure somebody else.
Somebody will
call in and let us.
So-called Silver, what was it, Spring thing? Lincoln, wasn't he the first Republican president?
Yeah, he founded the Republican Party.
Okay, and at that time, I think it was termed opposition party, and it couldn't have been grand old when it was brand new, could it?
No, it surely couldn't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was my little quiz for the most of the people that we're dealing with.
Thanks, Ralph.
Jack, thank you. Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Going back to some of Thomas Jefferson's remarks, we can find good examples of it in the total gun ban of Morton Grove, Illinois. That was in the early 70s that contrasted sharply with legislation requiring citizens to be armed in Kennesaw, Georgia. Crime quickly soared in Morton Grove while concurrently dropping dramatically in Kennesaw. President Thomas Jefferson indicated that he believed in the Second Amendment to keep the government honest. And he remarked that if that right is ever being threatened, the people should be vigilant, like vigilantes, and take a stand and defend that right, because that would be the final sign that our rights and freedoms are about to be taken from us. And on a separate occasion, he stated, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. And the strongest reason for people to retain that right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny, government. Although you may hear the politically appointed police chiefs are against the citizens owning and bearing arms, most officers realize that every crook has a gun, and the only the decent people are likely to lay down their protection upon commandment of law. It was Noah Webster, an elder statesman, that clearly understood when he said in the year 1787, another source of power in government is a military force, but this, to be efficient, must be superior to any force that exists among the people, or which they can command. Otherwise, this force would be annihilated the very first exercise of acts of oppression. And before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, and they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce just laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. Well, since he said that back in 1787, we see that we have standing army. And every city's got its own little standing army, and they are all hooked together by the LEAN, the Law Enforcement Information Network. It's a computer conglomerate that interconnects all these agencies. U.S. Code 10N32 indicates that every able-bodied male between the ages of 17 and 65 comprised the unorganized militia. That is the law. And that Second Amendment was abridged when the legislature decided to ban sawed-off shotguns because they had no military value. Now, automatic rifles are outlawed because they have no sport hunting value. That is a classic contradiction. And if you must get a permit from some governmental body, it's no longer an unalienable right. That color of law reduces the right to a privilege, and privileges can be easily revoked. Government's taking progressively longer to approve the permits to purchase and own guns, and even more red tape for permits carry or bear arms. More and more people are finding out they don't qualify, even though they have a spotlessly clean criminal record. And the big cities are admitting they're not able to protect the people. Even ex-police officers can have difficulty in obtaining permits to carry in some areas. It is unconscionable to find government cannot protect you and at the same time denies the means of self-defense. No law can be enacted that requires people to get a license for a right. At least it shouldn't. You know, Sarah Brady, the chairman of Handgun Control, summarized the liberal perspective well when she stated to Senator Howard Metzenbaum, our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. That was right in the National Educator, January of 1994, on page 3. Note that state and federal government will not be giving up their weapons. In fact, theirs are becoming more like the kind the people have long been prohibited. In 1789, George Mason asked rhetorically, "What, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty." There was no police force then. The king's army had served that function as well as foreign invasion. And it was the domestic enforcement of the king's laws that made the people resent standing army. Now, there's been a significant increase in the unlawful use of the military as a police force, and more can be expected in the future. This excuse will probably be the war on drugs or guns or terrorism. Freedoms guaranteed in the Bill of Rights have been sacrificed in the process, and since Government Act cannot keep drugs out of the prisons, it will not be able to eradicate drugs from the nation. By this Constitution, the states representing the people created an agent of the state known as the federal government. The people, as states, gave certain powers to this agent, and by the 9th and 10th Amendments made it clear that this agent had only those powers which have been enumerated for it in the contract between the states. All others remain with the states and the people. And the federal government is not above the states that created it. The government. The Constitution is a simple document. It says what it means, and it means what it says. It means today what it meant when it was written. And it is the supreme law for the United States of the Union, as well as for the federal government, which has been created by the states and the people, existing as states, which are separate, sovereign republics within the United States. And it should be made clear that the federal government is an agent of the states. The federal government is a servant of the states and the people, not their master. The 9th Amendment says very clearly the enumeration, the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And this simply means that because the contract enumerated rights for the states, that the listing of these rights does not mean that the same must be done for the people, that the people retain all rights without having them enumerated in the contract. And the 10th Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. And that simply means that the federal government has only those powers that have been listed in the Constitution. And if the power is not listed, then the federal government does not have it. All powers not listed for the federal government in the contract remain with states or to the people. And prior to the existence of the United States, each state was and remains to this date a separate sovereign republic. And the governor of each state was and remains to this very day the chief executive officer of that state. And he is the only officer of the government within the United States who had and has to this very day domestic military power and military authority. He is commander and chief of his state militia. He is the only officer of government in the United States who has the lawful authority to declare martial law. the very precipice of finding out whether or not we are truly free people, or the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has a right to run you. Well, this government. Well, we got a break coming up. We're going to be right back to close the show up with the last segment. Please stay tuned and pay attention to our sponsors. We do need to support them.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the closing segment of our show. We're working this evening to try to take a bite out of this new world order. There's nothing that liars hate worse than the truth, because the truth seems to cut right through their little game plan and render it useless. But it's not always easy to get the truth out to people, and I got to tell you that the Republic Broadcasting Organization has done a marvelous job of assembling the power tools necessary to get that truth out. And I would encourage you, if it's at all possible, to help support, because I don't pay a nickel for this time. I know there's got to be some expense with those websites so that people can tune in there. I know that shortwave time on frequency 5.050 has to be expensive. And those three satellites must cost something. It's not costing me, and I think if we want to continue this, we ought to chip in, and I guess that includes me, too. Send some money to John Stadtmiller so he can keep this operation going. The address there for the Republic Broadcasting Organization is 1015 South May, M-A-Y-F. That's Suite 100. In Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. One last shot on my contact points. My home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. And you can mail stuff to me, Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, at Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. In the Federalist Papers, I think it was number 46, James Madison wrote, "The federal and state governments are in effect but different agents than trustees of the people, and the adversities of the Constitution seem to have lost sight of the people altogether. They must understand that the ultimate authority resides in the people." Now, we're only going to be the land of the free as long as we're the home of the brave. And even though it may be difficult for you, I would like you to consider seriously getting some good videos like 911 Mysteries, Demolition, Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change 2, Revisiting the Evidence, and so many very, really good videos out there that wake people up. And if you will distribute that kind of information, I think you'll find that it helps people understand better what's happening. Well, I hear the music. We're over for tonight. Thank you very much. Close this program, and I will be at Justice Pro Se speaking on July 12th, 2007. That's right here in Livonia, Michigan, at Farmington and 5 Mile. In the meantime, I'll see you back here next week. God bless and good night. It's true.